this better, Rosie?
A lot. I can name this band.
So what was the other band?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Rosie should have gotten that. Or Mom. It seems like I remember the dance album being played over and over.
Yeah, I love Fleetwood Mac. That was just a little out of character for their style.
That was a little out of character. Good morning. Welcome back, y'all. We're talking air conditioning and heating here on the Rosie on the House show. In beautiful weather like we've got this particular weekend, you probably not need much of either one of those, but you will. So we want you to make sure it's top of mind and you make sure your equipment is operating at its most efficient best. We've got special guests in studio this morning, Temperature Control, air conditioning and heating contractor servicing the Tucson area. We've got Tony Bohard and Eric Lawler. Guys, thanks for coming up. We actually have a caller on the line right now, Eric, that would like to talk to y'all. Let's bring Eric into the conversation. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good.
I had a question about a water heater, actually. Kind of off subject. But my home is all electric, and I want to know which is better, the electric water heater or the gas water heater?
Actually, the electric water heater is considered more efficient as far as being able to heat the water with the least amount of BTUs expelled. Now, it's slower recovery, but if you have an all-electric home, that's your only choice. Unless you want to mount a propane tank.
Well, no, I just found out that I can get a gas line installed because I have a gas stove that I don't want to get rid of.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get some gas line laid.
Okay.
I wasn't sure whether I should go with gas water heater or not.
Well, I believe that if you study it, the information I have tells you that the electric water heater is actually a bit more efficient than a gas water heater. It's one of the few places that's the that's the case.
Okay. Is there a big price difference between the two?
The gas water heater is generally more expensive.
Oh, okay. That's good news.
And they've got new legislation in here recently that you...
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Tell us in. Yeah, that's why you're our expert guest.
Yeah.
And I never answer pricing questions because they change so frequently. And housing, from lawns to water heaters to roofing, there's way too much to keep current. But you're saying...
Yeah, they just changed the codes.
I was just going...
Electric heaters have to be heat pump, and they're very costly.
Okay, so the new ones now increased efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So with that new code and change, it's going to make a huge difference.
And so you're going to tell Eric he should look at the gas one. Do you have a brand you like?
We deal with Bradford White. Any of the Rheem brands are pretty fair and good. Just 10-year warranty, water heater, change it every 10 years. That's bottom line.
Yep. All right, Eric, we appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's go back. We're here with Tony Bohard and Eric Lawler from Temperature Control. Let's go back to that inspection that y'all were talking about earlier. The inspection for the fall, now, you're going to be checking the heating equipment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll definitely check the heating equipment, and we'll go ahead and take a look at the air conditioning system as well, because we're in that time of the year where we can do both of those things. And if you've already had your air conditioning service this year, then that's no problem. We'll just focus on the heating side of things. And like I said before, when you turn on that gas furnace and heat comes out of your vents, that means that 13 things had to happen in a row every single time for that warm air to come out of your vents.
And it's just a series of safety checks, and it's checking itself before it goes and allows the next step to activate.
Yes, sir. There's a safety switch behind every component, behind the gas valve, behind the draft motor, behind even the door of the unit has a safety switch on it. When you open the door of the furnace, the unit shuts down on its own. And so it's very important to have the furnace looked at every single fall to make sure that you haven't developed any cracks in the heat exchanger.
Yeah.
We do a carbon monoxide test on every single residence we go to. We got to make sure that carbon monoxide levels are within the proper range. And the reason for that is carbon monoxide is a tasteless, odorless, deadly gas. And if you can have it in your home and not even realize it, that's exactly right. Yeah. And so very important, you've got to have your furnace checked. And like I said, we're doing the free 40-point checkup for all Rosie on the House customers. We have actually an operator standing by right now at Temperature Control to book your appointment if you're interested in doing that.
In the, and that's in the Tucson area. I don't want you to be flooded with people from Phoenix calling.
Or Flagstaff.
Right. Flagstaff.
What,
right.
What number?
What number do you call?
Right.
The 520-544-5665 number.
544-5665. Very good.
I get a lot of questions about TEP. And I have to tell you, of all the utility companies in the state, I'm not trash talking TEP. They are the hardest to understand of any utility company that I have to deal with in Arizona. Now, y'all have to deal with them every single day. But we're going to run out of time here, but when I come back, I want to talk a little bit about what subsidies do they have to support duct integrity, replacement of equipment, the peak demand time of use programs, and things like that. I've never gotten my head around how TEP manages their power. We'll be back right after this. Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.